Lagers, Pilsners, India Pale Ales, Double IPAs, Doppelbocks, Belgian Goldens. That's right, it's all here on another round of Brews Day Tuesday. Here's Drez and Big Nate.
Hey, we got lucky. I really thought that that one was building up.
It had some pressure.
Welcome into another round of Brews Day Tuesday. I am Big Nate. He is K-Dog, Kyle Graham, and we're having some fun drinking some stouts. This is, of course, another stout round. Go figure! I'm very excited about what you brought for this one, mostly because in your hand you hold what I think is a mystery.
Yes, there is nothing on this can that describes what this is other than the ABV. That's it.
All right. So when you went to the store, they're, of course, in the middle of some renovations.
Yeah.
Again, we're not naming the store, but you'll figure it out. What do you have there exactly?
So all it says here, it is the Lion Stout, an 8.8 from Sri Lanka. It's all the info it's got.
No brewery, no. Nothing. This is just clearly imported out of Sri Lanka.
It's Lion Brewery.
This is like when you go to a library and you find a book on a shelf that like you were not at all expecting, and it has no description, no author, no call catalog number. This is just purely a mystery. We're going to have to learn about that.
It's just Lion Brewery out of Sri Lanka.
In the meantime, I've got the safe choice. I've got Murphy's Imported Stout Drought Style. And that's brewed using only the top ingredients. Of course, what it lacks in ABV, it makes up for in having information about it. Murphy's Stout has been brewed to the same unique recipe since 1856. That's before the Civil War. We pride ourselves in only using the top ingredients of pale malt, chocolate malt, roasted barley, and hops. Murphy's offers you that uniquely smooth, creamy, and wonderfully palatable full-bodied stout flavor with roasted chocolate and coffee undertones, and of course a biscuity sweet malt aroma, which, by the way, biscuity sweet is a little different over there because down here in the South, our biscuits ain't so sweet. Actually, I don't think we have an... Oh, yep, 4% ABV. So this is low.
So mine is over double what you'll be drinking over there.
Well, good. Maybe I'll pour a little light here and a little heavy over there, but we're going to take the ride. Of course, while we were listening to Limp Bizkit's classic Rollin', Kyle brought up a good point. I asked him what he's been doing in the week that we have not been doing Brews Day Tuesday, and then I never stuck around to hear his answer. So, Kyle, what have you been up to?
Well, we had gotten distracted by the tattoo conversation, and with me having a new tattoo, it limits a lot of what I can do. And that's kind of rough for these summer months because I couldn't go out to the lake. Couldn't go to a pool, couldn't even play disc golf, and just recently I've been able to go out and expose it to the sun long enough to play some disc golf and played a few rounds out here in Blacksburg.
How'd you do?
Not great. It's been a while since I've played, but won't be doing any tournaments until I get a little better. But
did it make you reconsider your placement of the tattoo? Maybe you should have gotten it on your left arm?
No, it didn't impact throwing. It was more of a fact of I couldn't have it exposed to sun for so long that... For weeks, I haven't been able to play disc golf and got a little rusty.
What do you do? You just take a one of those like long knee-high socks.
It's
you just cut holes in it. Would that throw your game off?
Way too hot for that.
Tattoo get all sweaty.
But a couple days ago, finally went out and played some more disc golf and finally getting back in the groove of these summer activities now that the weather is nice and hot.
So now I know very little about disc golf, much like Drez's fascination with pickleball. I know less about pickleball than I do about disc golf. At least disc golf explains what it is. Pickleball does not. What's a good score on like the Blacksburg course you were playing?
So the one course in Blacksburg, the Municipal Park, my best round, which isn't even a great round, has been 9 under on a 10-hole course.
That feels good, 9 under on a 10-hole course.
That
basically means like 9 out of the 10 holes you were at, you were 1 under. You were doing birdie consistently, correct?
So I use this app called UDisc that shows course records. There is a guy that had aced, which is disc golf's equivalent to a hole in one, all but two holes in one round. So I consider that a great score. So my 9-under doesn't really look as great compared to that.
Those are solid numbers. I don't think you should use this freak show who, like, obviously just cheats and manipulates his scores. I don't think he really did that.
But then there's other courses. Like, there's one out here by Dublin. It's called Direwolf, a pro-level course. I have a 7-stroke handicap. That's how hard it is.
So that means you're
I start seven under. I start 7-under.
So, yeah. So, like, theoretically, if you were having a good day in shooting the course, you would come in at, as opposed to being par, you'd be 7-over par. But you have that handicap.
So it would put me at par with the handicap.
That's too much hand-eye coordination. I'm also a terrible golfer.
No, I can't play regular golf to save my life.
I was only good at baseball and hockey.
I've played my fair share of baseball.
Hockey's violent. Baseball's slow. Those both work for me. But football, soccer, none of those. Golf, certainly not.
So I've had Drez play disc golf with me before. He's went out and tested it out. I'm going to have to get you out
there.
How
is he?
He's new, so not great, but I've seen worse. So now we're going to have to get you out there on the course at some point.
You'll see worse. I can't remember the last time I've thrown a Frisbee. I'm pretty sure it was not in my adult life.
So I have a whole bag of spare discs. If you lose one, it's not a huge deal.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
Get you out there.
I think your bag of spare discs, is it not largely sourced from your willingness to clean out ponds?
So most of it, a lot of disc golf is you find disc as you lose disc. Now you can go in the woods looking for one you had a bad throw for, and you can find two more and just add them to your bag. Most of what I carry with me when I play every day, it's not stuff I bought because discs are honestly way too expensive. They're like $20-25 for one disc.
See, and that's the part I would enjoy the most. First of all, you're walking around the woods, wandering out in nature, and you find treasure. That I'm all aboard on. It's the whole hand-eye coordination of, like, I cannot throw a Frisbee. My dad, intriguingly enough, is the one who taught me how to throw a Frisbee, and he is left-handed.
Okay.
And he bowls right-handed, which is really strange. He also taught me how to bowl. I'm actually a decent bowler because he did that right-handed. But, like, my mechanics on throwing a Frisbee are terrible. I can't imagine throwing a disc golf disc is going to be much better.
Well, it's like I said.
It's like very like.
We're going to have to find out. And the next time you have me back on Bruise Day Tuesday, we'll be able to tell everybody how you did.
I will not. I will not do well. There are certain things I excel at. I'm very good at cornhole for some reason. Weirdly good at mini golf. Not real golf, mini golf.
Never played mini golf.
Like, my putting game is solid. You get me on the green, I'm good. I'm good to go. But long distance and trying to gauge where something's at and how to put what I need there, can do it with a baseball. Cannot do it with anything that is not round and able to be held like firmly in my fist. Oh, it's kind of an intriguing study into the mechanics of why I work in radio and not being an athlete.
Well, that was one of the other things, is I was terrible at disc golf when I first started. My old roommate, my first time ever playing, he dragged me out when we had that really bad snow a few years ago. And I was playing disc golf in the snow for the first time ever.
And well, I've been at playing. Least they're bright and you can see them in the snow.
Yeah, but they also skip a lot more in the snow. But now I've been playing for 3 years, and I'm not great by any means, but I can get it where it needs to go. And like I said, we're going to have to get you out there to give it a go.
You're, at the very least, the best disc golf player I know. I mean, it's kind of a bingo free spot because you're the only disc golf player I know, but you are the best.
Well, like I said, Drez has played, so you can count him as a disc golfer now too. He's had the wife out too.
I feel like she would be really competitive. Was she
against him? Yeah, they were going at it the entire time we were playing.
who scored better?
Drez had a better score.
Oh, you're causing marital strife.
Well, it was kind of one-sided because that was our third or fourth time me and him playing. That was her first time ever being on the course, so it was.
So he was cheating. what you're telling
he
me.
He had a little bit of an advantage. Yes.
All right, fair enough. How are you feeling about Sri Lanka and They're stout offerings.
Before I get into my opinions, have you ever had a drink or something like that where you enjoy it, but you can't quite tell what it is?
I would like to say no, but yes.
That's the way this is. I think it's really good, but I can't, without any descriptions of like a hint of what's in it, I can't honestly tell you what it tastes like. It's got the sweetness to it, but it doesn't have like a, oh, it tastes like this. It's very unique.
I mean, I haven't looked at the color. Can you hold it up for a second? I mean, it looks like a stout. I can tell you, does pretty well on Beer Advocate, which is the other rating service that I happen to use. But they've got a little more information.
Somebody found info.
Kind of disappointed that I did digging. But the dark caramel, large, dense-headed brew with its 8.8 ABV is unique due to its sweet notes of chocolate and coffee interspersed into a foundation of dark roasted barley, symbolic black to denote leadership, power, focus, and strength. They literally turn the color into a political statement. It's dominant in the labeling as the lion journeys in the twilight, unafraid, unbowed, and unchallenged. And that's some South Asia stuff if I've ever read it. It also comes in bottles, but the bottles are equally descriptive. People seem to be all about it, though.
Well, you'll have to let me know what you think when you try it here in a little bit. But even after you explained what it's supposed to taste like, I can get a hint of coffee, but it does not taste like the mixture of what you just described.
Yeah, well, that's intriguing. I've got the Murphy's. By the way, we've still got to get his. We rocked out to Limp Bizkit, so we did not get his untapped account set up. He will be KDog1053. I'm positive. If I'm wrong, you'll get over it. That's okay. Murphy's makes a, I mean, they've been doing it since 1858, just or 1856, just before the Civil War. You don't hang your hat on that if you're not willing to do it forever, much like Pabst Blue Ribbon, and they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
This is not a five, however. It is not one of my favorites. It kind of falls flat in the fact that the body of it doesn't last as long as it should. Kind of something I feel with Guinness as well. It's solid, though. I mean, if you see Murphy's or Guinness, grab them. You're going to enjoy them if you like stouts. 4.25. I'll stand by 4.25. I'm Big Nate Danger on Untapped, by the way.
I realize I didn't give a score for mine. I would, not as good as the oatmeal one I had before, but I'd give it a 4.1.
Do you not feel power, leadership, strength?
No, because honestly, you can see it didn't really
focus.
Hold its.
I think focus might be my favorite part of their description, though. When has a beer ever made someone focused?
Now, one of the biggest things for me is like it didn't. It went flat pretty quick from after it was poured. Like yours, you've poured it and you can still see a little head on it, this is flat at this point. So a lot of the texture came into play, but flavor and stuff wise, I'll give it a 4.1.
That's not bad. That's still respectable. All in all, I think another solid show. I'm very glad that you took the reins and I will give last show and this show both a 5.
I appreciate that.
Availability and what we've done and the adventure we've taken together.
But now the thing is going to be to see how long it takes before I come back. See if it's another 2.5 years or not.
Well, Drez can stay in Scotland. Obviously, we've established you can do it. And we'll see where we go from there. Of course, Kyle, it has been such an immense pleasure. And let's maybe go get some beers and go play some disc golf.
Yeah, we can. Actually, that's one of the things about disc golf. You can drink while you play. We can take a few brews out there. I got a disc golf bag with a cooler in the side.
My score will not get better. But I've got nothing for a baseline, so exactly. We just start low.
We'll start, and I'll give you a handicap for the next time.
All right. Fair enough. Kyle, this is your show, so I'm going to say goodbye and thank you, and you take us home.
And I'm not entirely sure how you want me to do that.
Sayonara. JT up next on.
That is true. JT will be up next. Just Tunes here on 105.3 The Bear.